You couldn't call either Steve Strand or John Urquhart exactly outside reformers. Strand is the current sheriff. He was appointed a few years ago after Sue Rahr left. He stresses his management credentials and promises to aggressively continue structural changes he says he's already put in place. Things like
making sure we're taking complaints the right way so that we're fair and consistent, making sure that we're holding our command staff accountable.
He says all managers now meet once a month to review every use of force complaint and talk not just about the use of force,
but the culture within that unit, the supervision that was provided, the training that the deputy had.
Strand says what he's done adequately addresses the concerns expressed in two scathing audits of the King County Sheriff's Department. But Strand's opponent, John Urquhart, says the only way to really affect change is to replace the person at the top.
Bottom line is, the audit says that there is a culture of leadership in the sheriff's office that doesn't take discipline seriously.
It's not like Urquhart doesn't have his own history with the sheriff's department. He was the media spokesman for years. But he says in that role, he couldn't really change policy. Now he says if elected, he'll make radical changes, moving the department away from what he sees as its militaristic model that encourages officers to keep their distance.
We don't smile at people. We don't get out and talk to people.
Urquhart says he'll make it a priority to get patrol officers out of their cars. A kinder, gentler force is also something Steve Strand talks about. He says he favors training officers to use de-escalation techniques whenever possible. The King County Sheriff is in charge of 1,000 employees and a $160 million budget. Voters will have to decide who can best manage that while changing the police culture. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.